This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you could pick one other macroeconomic word from the past couple of years besides tariffs, I mean, it would be inflation, as in there hasn't been a lot of it. We'll get the latest reading tomorrow, the Consumer Price Index for December. And inflation matters, just by way of reminder here, because among other things, it helps the Federal Reserve decide what to do with interest rates, how much money costs. But there are a lot of ways to measure inflation, and now there's a new one, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Let's step into the Wayback Machine and return to June of 2017.
Good afternoon.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen is giving a press conference and trying to explain the mystery of persistently low inflation. And Yellen thought she'd found at least one culprit.
A huge decline in cell telephone service plan prices.
I was at that press conference, and I remember thinking, how could cell phone prices affect the Fed's inflation rate that much? Here's how. Daniel Carroll, a senior economist at the Cleveland Fed, says the inflation rate the Fed relies on is calculated by looking at the prices of a couple hundred items. So if cell phone prices fall by about 25%, that'll drag down inflation.
All those outliers can kind of confuse or muddle the picture a little bit.
And the picture gets muddled a lot. Take March of 2009. The cost of tobacco shot up more than 125%. Carroll's measurement of inflation cuts out extremes like that and gives a clearer picture.
It's really about removing these kind of one-off price changes or price changes that are going to dissipate in a short period of time and eliminating that noise from our broader understanding or measure of where inflation's at or where it might be heading.
Carroll's new statistic shows that inflation has been around 2% for a while, which is what the Fed is aiming for. The inflation measure the Fed relies on has been much lower. Beth Ann Bovino, U.S. chief economist at S&P Global Ratings, says if Carroll's formula shows inflation trends more clearly, the central bank might have an easier time knowing when to tinker with interest rates.
I think it's one more tool that the Fed can use. I think that markets will also get a lot out of it.
But measurements can only take you so far. Kathy Busjancic is chief U.S. financial economist at Oxford Economics. She says some economic fundamentals are changing, keeping the inflation rate lower than the Fed expects, no matter how you measure it. Globalization is depressing prices as U.S. companies shop worldwide for the cheapest supplies and workers. Low prices have become the norm.
And the fact that the consumers have a mentality after the Great Recession that they're not going to pay full price.
Busjancic says the larger inflation mystery is far from solved. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.